All right.
So,
Are you a religious man?
no.
Okay.
Wait,
I have
are you?
nothing. I have nothing to go after that. I didn't have anything to say at the beginning of this. I want to say something interesting.
Shoot.
Have you noticed that in the past, like, 6 months, we have not had one moment where Euphoria, a star, has not been in a movie.
No, actually.
Like between Sydney Sweeney, Zendaya, Hunter Schafer, Jacob Elordi, and the sadly deceased August Cloud. I think that's gonna continue also, because like, look, we had Sydney Sweeney in Everyone But You, and then that ended, and then Priscilla came out, and that had Jacob Elordi, and then that ended, and we got Elordi again, and that movie that you hated, and
One. Night
kind
swim?
of what?
Night swim?
No, the but before,
Oh, the shitty one that we never reviewed, that we never talked about.
so he was in that, and then that ended, and then I guess Anyone But You was still there, and then that ended, and then Doom Part 2 came out, and then that's still going, and then this comes out, and then this is gonna end, and then Hunter Schafer has that horror movie, that Cuckoo movie coming out, and
Oh
then
shit, that looks
also.
amazing.
Also, Zendaya has the tennis movie that's coming out.
Challengers.
Yeah, Challengers, and I don't know. It's just it's really good. Oh, and also Angus Cloud is going to be in that Abigail movie, the vampire girl. We
Oh
have
shit, you're right.
had nonstop Euphoria actors like in our movies. It's been nonstop. Oh, also, Sydney Sweeney was in Madame Web. Also, I forgot.
Oh my God, I forgot that piece of shit.
Yeah, so it's been nonstop. Like, I'm not saying it's on purpose, but I'm saying like it's interesting. Like, we've had nonstop of the Euphoria cast members.
Yet I'm shocked Warner Brothers hasn't locked them all down to exclusivity contracts. Like a bunch of fucking.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. I wouldn't sign it. Why? So I can make a movie with them and then they never fucking release it?
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I got nothing to defend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But speaking of, I guess,
Euphoria.
yeah. I mean, because look, before Euphoria, there was a show called Skins. I don't know if you got to see
Remember
it.
Skins. I remember watching it.
Yeah, so a few of the cast members broke out and started, being in movies. Deb Patel is one. Daniel Kaluuya is another.
Forgot about that he was in that show.
Yeah, Daniel Kaluuya was another one. Nicholas Hoult is now gonna be Lex Luthor. Yeah,
Dude, I
so.
forgot about those guys. Like, I forgot about Skins. I remember, I think I watched a few episodes when I was in high school, middle school, whenever it came out. I completely
Yeah.
forgot about that. Fuck. Were they in
Yeah.
the UK version or in the US version?
That was the UK version, yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That makes more sense. Okay.
Yeah, the US version kind of sucked. But yeah, just something interesting to notice. I just remember I had a question for you.
Shoot.
Did you see the wrestling finale? Did you
Yeah.
see it?
Me and
Did
Vernie
you
just did an entire podcast on it.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you're probably tired of hearing that, but
Yeah,
like,
go
Cody finished the story. How cool is that?
congratulations to him. He deserved it. Now I'm curious what comes up. What's the next book gonna look like?
How did you feel when I mean, I'm guessing this is gonna be in the 11 count, but like, how did you feel when you heard the Undertaker bell?
I was confused because I was expecting Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like, Taker has enough history with Roman Reigns and The Rock, but I
Yeah.
was really expecting Stone Cold to go out there and like stun Rock one more time. Like, that's what I was expecting. Like, Who's the one dude that's gonna go up to a corporate guy and be like, fuck you, the same way he did with Vince? But I mean, that's just me. But yeah. But no, how did you watch it? Just curiosity.
I just watched like TikToks about it, but it was good. It was cool. It was I really like did you see the video of before where The Rock is like answering fans' questions and one little girl just fucking like demolishes
Oh
him?
yeah, you didn't even win the Rumble. Cody did.
Yeah,
Oh,
like
you understand that reference though, back to the year 2000 or no?
yeah, that one, yeah.
Well, with the Big Show?
Yeah, and I like how they had like that whole moment where like where even the girl is like if you would have wanted it, you should have been here.
And The Rock's just
So
like, who the fuck is this child? And why is she talking to me the way she's talking to me?
and look, he immediately went into like defense mode. He immediately went into like, no, I'm the most electrifying man in sports entertainment. I am the great one. Shut the fuck up.
I love how you hate The Rock, and it's just like going with everyone nowadays. Everyone hates.
I well, yeah, good. Good. Finally.
Jesus Christ.
Finally.
No, I feel weird. I feel like I came down from a high of wrestling, honestly, for since yesterday. It was a lot, man. It was a lot. In a good
Yeah,
way,
I
it was a
can't.
lot. You
Yeah.
know what else was a
Well,
lot?
this movie.
Jurassic Park, Jesus, let's go. Chema, hit that intro.
Thank you for welcoming us into your headphones. My name is Chema.
I'm Eddie.
Reviewing Immaculate, and this is the rollback. I can feel God in this AMC tonight. Not every intervention is divine. Cecilia, an American nun of devout faith, embarks on a new journey in a remote convent in the picturesque Italian countryside. Cecilia's warm welcome quickly devolves into a nightmare as it becomes clear her new home harbors a sinister secret and unspeakable horror. So this is the new movie brought to us by Neon, who is killing it in the production game. They are really stepping up to be like the big rival to A24. So it's really cool that they're just out there like doing crazier and weirder shit. I like them. I'm glad that they're doing their stuff. And this is produced also by Sydney Sweeney herself. It's a really good story of how she got the movie made. Is directed by Michael Mohan and stars, like I mentioned, Sydney Sweeney, Alvaro Morte, Benedetta Porcaroli, Dora Romano, Giorgio Colangeli, and other colorful actors. So, original property, not based on a novel or a graphic novel or 18th century poem or anything, just straight up. Original feature. Trailers gave us very little. We thought it was going to be like a creature feature as this took place in a convent and stars starring Sydney Sweeney, who pretty much got the people going to see it as she's a hot commodity right now. So, what do you think of Immaculate and what drew you to want to see it?
Honestly, it was a matter of convenience. I was out of movies to watch. I didn't have copies of Poor Things or American Fiction to watch yet. So I was like, I've got this. Let me check it out. Maybe it's good. Like, it's 1 hour 30. I watch most of my movies with a 1.25 speed. So I'm like, worst case scenario, I waste 1 hour while I wash dishes. Like, I was like, it's gonna be fine. Turns out it's pretty fucking good.
You watch this at home?
I did what? No, I went to the movies to watch this film. I watched this film legally.
What is the you have a AMC like what's it called?
Premium.
What the fuck do you have it for?
I didn't have time. It was a Tuesday night. I had to do dishes, and I was like, what do I feel like watching for 1 hour? Turns out I didn't get any dishes done.
You live like less than 10 minutes away from an AMC, man.
I was probably broke that week too. Any fucking way,
God.
I got no dishes done. None. This movie started off so fucking brutal. Okay, I have a question. Do you want to just go general thoughts, or do you want to run through the movie in a few parts?
No, that's your general thoughts. It's just gonna be way easier. Bless you.
Right. Then the opening of this movie is fucking brutal because in the first, I think, 5 minutes, we have a young lady trying to escape. She gets through bars. These like creepy ass nuns catch her, snap her leg against the metal bars, which just made me go, what? That I stopped doing dishes when I saw that. I was like, okay. And then she wakes up buried alive. And instead of like cutting away, like we hear her screams as we get the title sequence and who stars and the production and all that. That set such a high tempo that I stopped everything I was doing and I sat down and legitimately watched this film. Because Jesus Christ, that, no pun intended, that is a hell, pun intended, of an opener. What did you think of the opening of this film? Jesus.
It was insane. It really wasted no time in letting you know what this movie is all about. And as someone who is a defender of the Ryan Reynolds movie Buried, the fact that this had like a little bit of a reminder of how that movie felt,
Oh, God.
it was really cool to see. I like how it opened, and I like how it put the main character, Sister Cecilia, into like immediately the position. I like how it was introduced to us. Like she was stopped by security, and you could tell that right from the start, the movie wants us to kind of look at her and be like, and be kind of fixated by her. I think it's definitely trying to say a lot about how like. I'll say this directly. I think the movie is trying to be like, yes, women are treated like objects. Not even like joining a sisterhood of nuns will stop that. Which is a sad reality that is portrayed in this movie. And I like how it ends with like a little bit of liberation, very intense liberation, which is good. I want to talk about, well, of course, you know, Sydney Sweeney, we've kind of been talking nonstop about her because we talked about Anyone But You, and then we talked about Madame Web, and you know, we've referenced how good she was in Euphoria. I want to talk about Alvaro Morte, who plays Father Saul Tedeschi, I believe that's his name. He's the pretty much the main antagonist, we'll call it like that, of the movie.
I think
So
that's fair.
he's well known because there's a show on Netflix called La Casa de Papel or Money Heist, if you are the kind of people, kind of person that refuses to read subtitles.
I really
And
remember that show being really, really popular.
it's extremely popular. I haven't seen it, but like he's pretty much the main character on that show. He plays the professor. And it's really cool to see him in something else, you know? I feel like sometimes actors could sadly get like stuck in
Or
a
typecast.
character. Yeah, and I like that he plays someone clearly insane in this one, but a good antagonist, I think a good villain here. The Common itself, which is where the whole movie takes place, which I think it's awesome. It's pretty much a bottom movie because it would all take place like just in this convent. And I feel like nuns, especially with movies like The Nun and The Nun Part Two, and yeah, I feel like it could be a thing that could be played out, but to find a way to make them terrifying, like, but also kind of grounded. I think for like a good chunk of the movie, we're thinking there's something supernatural going on, and it's kind of cool to realize by the end that there isn't. It's just heightened reality. You know what this movie reminded me of a lot?
What?
Malignant.
I see that actually. That's
Yeah, I mean.
no, you.
Yeah, in the sense that like it kind of plays with your head and makes you want to believe that it's supernatural when it's actually like insane science. But it's kind of asking you to like join them on the trip of like, hey, this is not, of course this is not real, but like play along. This will be fun.
Imagine, yeah.
In the same way that like when you realize the twist in Malignant, I keep mentioning this, but to me the twist in Malignant hits like going down a roller coaster. Like to me, it's like, yes, like hell yeah. And
Yeah.
in this one, when she gets to the science room and like realizes what they're doing, I turned to Jimmy, who was sitting next to me, and I uttered to him. I just went, rock and roll. Like, I just...
What did you roll? What did you have?
Rock and roll. I was just so like...
Oh, you were so down for it.
I was so down. Like, this is the kind of insanity that I like to see in my movies. Just like, have fun with it. And I think the finale, especially the finale, really, really drives the point home on the mood of this movie. So I ended up having a really good time. That's my general thought. Like, my general idea is that this is extremely fun. I don't know how the people of faith will see this. I found it really fun because I have completely rescinded all connections to the church. But that still finds that there can be really cool fiction made out of its themes and topics. But I don't know how everyone else will take it. But I'm glad that it's a thing that exists and that it's out there and that it's fully available.
Mm-hmm. I'll say this much. I really love the fact that one, this movie, there's no way around it. This movie does have commentary, and the commentary is on a lot of things that I appreciated, from the fact that, I would argue this film is somewhat of a commentary on the overturning of Roe v. Wade as far as like women's choice and whatnot.
Definitely.
They, without her consent, artificially inseminate a woman to carry the next like Jesus, which is fucking horrifying in so many ways. So many ways. In addition to that, like there's I think one particular point where I was like, this is getting worse, when she is talking to a priest and she says that this is an abomination to God. And the priest says, if God doesn't like it, why doesn't he stop us? Which is the most horrifying thing I can imagine to hear from a goddamn priest, especially when you know about all the scandals like in Boston, the child molestation, all that. Like, what if God's not okay with it? Why doesn't he stop us? You sick fuck. Like, it, oh God, that made my stomach churn. I'm not saying everyone in the Catholic Church is a bad person, but there are bad people, and this film certainly has them all on display. I did really enjoy the twist that it wasn't demonic, it was science, you know, almost a bastardization. Imagine using science to forcibly bring back Jesus Christ, and it's pseudoscience, but not too pseudo, because I'm not saying it's possible to bring back Jesus using the nails that pierces blood and skin and stuff, but it's not as outlandish today as it would have been 30 years ago in Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
I really appreciated the commentary and all that. Also, I love the fact that this film, whoever edited it, whoever produced, like cinematographer, editing and all that stuff, were very smart when to use music and when not to, when to show a shot and when to linger. The shot where that poor girl gets her tongue cut out, ow. The shot where you see that nun whose face was filleted, ow. The shot with Sydney Sweeney's feet being burned, ow. And Sydney Sweeney has an amazing scream, like a Final Girl scream. Props to her for that.
Yeah, this is really funny. So when I was talking about this movie with Jess, and she said, like, she's the one that put me into Euphoria. Like, she's the one that was like, you should watch it. Mm-hmm. And so we were talking about it, and because we had seen Anyone But You, and she said, like, look, I like this girl. Like, I like Sydney Sweeney, but to me, she's not a quirky, fun rom-com girl. She is an insane person, and I need to see her play, like, insane, do insane performances. And I was like, you'll love this. Because her scream that she does by the end, when, like, her face is covered in blood, and, like, that scream that lasts, like, I think more than a minute,
mm-hmm.
while she's, let's just jump into it, like, while she's giving birth. It's one of those moments that, like, it definitely drives the point home. It is a moment that you want in a movie like this. It's a moment that you want the beat to hit correctly. I heard people in the theater that were like gasping for air.
Owen.
That were like, yes. Like,
oh, man.
Because the whole sequence, that whole ending sequence, when she's like, because it's only one shot, and her
She cuts the umbilical cord.
she cuts the umbilical cord, and then she like motions to like a rock, and then like comes back and like said, and then the title drops like that. Yes, that is how you end the movie. It's one of those movies that like it ended, and I didn't felt like sorry for anyone. I was just like, you go, girl. Like, good for her ass ending.
She
no,
won.
It's just, yeah. I mean, she could have like not gone through all this, but you know, she did win by the end. And also, I gotta give props to like that catacomb scene. Like, catacombs are a fucking terrifying place to set your movie, and it works every single time that they do it. So this was good. Good choice. And like the second that I saw that she saw like the light at the end of the tunnel, like the ending, I thought that we're gonna do a twist, like, oh, she cannot go out because of her belly, she won't fit. I thought that's what they were gonna do. But no, they did like the whole like dragging her out,
yeah,
and stuff. Terrifying. Terrifying stuff.
What did you think when she set the lab on fire?
Oh God. It was one of those things where like I felt so, when I saw like the lamp on fire, I was happy. I was like, oh fuck yeah, like she's finally free. But I like that the movie just extended itself. Like they pretty much did a yes end. Like,
yeah,
like yes, she burned the lamp. Oh yes, because it's a lamp, they have a fucking what's it called? They had a fire extinguisher, and then you can see like the pain in her face where she's like, no, like you knew that this was gonna last like a little bit more, which I thought was insane. Like, well, like they just made the movie way more memorable, and this is a memorable ass movie. Like this is probably the most original thing I've seen all year, and I saw like three original features last week. So,
do you think? What do you think? And this is me just bullshitting here, because there's not a whole lot to say. There's a lot to say, but not a whole lot.
Yeah.
What would you think if the ending had been, instead of her like rock, we have like a fast forward scene of her just like being a mom at a school and picking up a kid?
I would have hated it.
You would hate it? That's fair.
I would have hated it. She didn't want to be a mother. She wanted to be a nun.
And wait, I got one more point. What if that kid turned out to be the little girl in Brightburn?
Boo! Boo!
Jurassic Park Immaculate. Like, it was really
Boo!
fucking good. A twist on the story. This is one of the few rare, truly original movies that I've seen in a very long time. Like, in a very long time. In a very stagnant film market, this movie found a way to stand out, which, I'll be honest with you, I was completely on the train, like, going into this movie, that, oh, they're just going to trade on Sydney Sweeney. Like, that's it. Like, they're like, oh, look, we have Sydney Sweeney here, so you can watch it. I thought this movie was going to suck. Oh, I will bear it all for you. I thought this was going to be paint by the numbers. It wasn't going to be good. It was going to be just a terrible film that was like, eh, it's a scary movie, but it's not great. And I can't tell you how happy I was that I was wrong. What about you? Did you have high, low, any expectations going into this film?
I don't have, how do I say this? Well, it's a horror movie earlier in the year. That was like the only bad sign that I thought. But I heard a lot of good, a good chatter about it. And like, look, I respect Sydney Sweeney. Like, I have a high respect for her. Because, like, as she gets involved as a producer, like, you can tell that this is what she wants to do. And after Euphoria, after I Liked Anyone But You, fuck it, like, I liked it. Sure, I guess Madame Web is not good. But she didn't produce that, so, like, I can use that as leverage. I have found that she's going to be one of those faces that I feel like are going to be synonymous with the 2020s. Like, I think it's going to be like, we're going to remember her a ton. And this is a good movie to have in your roster. It's a good, like, when we talk about her later, like in 15, 20 years, Yeah. And we say like, well, what did she do? I'm like, bro, remember Immaculate? And also, it's a great movie to do now in her state in this of her career. Mm-hmm. Like, it's gonna diversify the fuck out of the resume, which I think is a good idea. So just because of that and because of the great marketing, I think this is one of those movies that like people are gonna watch because she's, like I mentioned, she's a hot product right now. But also, it's a good idea, and it runs on the twist. Because like I thought it was just because all I heard, even though like I heard a lot about the movie, I just heard Scary Nun movie starring Sydney Sweeney. Like that's all I heard. But when you hit me with like it's a Malignant-esque Scary Nun movie, sign me the fuck in. Like I'm in. Like that is the fact that this movie is unabashedly weird and original is what makes it stand out. And that it's also like weirdly accessible. So no, like I was hyped for it and I was not disappointed.
So you told me the story. I want you to say it.
Yeah.
How this movie was made.
Oh, yeah. So the movie was, so 10 years ago, Sydney Sweeney like auditioned for this movie because the producers were making it. And like the director, Michael Mohan, had written the script and she read it and she was like, I love it. And it's like, yeah, great. Like, let's do it. And they started to work on it. And then production fell through because these things happen. Like 98% of all movies do not get made. Like straight up. So that failed. And she was like, man, I really like that script. That was cool. Like I wanted to do it. And then time passed and she became very famous, you know, because of Euphoria, because of other products. Mm-hmm. And after she became a producer, she reached out to the same team and was like, let's do it. Like, I'll produce it. Like, we'll use my face on the poster. Like, let's make this into a thing. And the fact that she pretty much brought this movie back from the dead and weirdly in such a timely manner, like, props to her. Like, absolutely props to her. Like, I am a fan of her just because of that story. Like, that is the, because she's putting the money where the mouth is. She knows what she's doing because I prefer a million times when like an actor or producer like puts their own money to create something that lasts, that is significant, that is fun, that is going to be remembered, than for doing another like fucking I don't know. Did you see the J-Lo movie on Amazon?
Fuck, it's
fucking terrifying.
We also had to rebrand her tour as Greatest Hits because it bombed so hard.
Good.
It went from being This Is Me Now tour to J-Lo's Greatest Hits tour.
Good. Mi gente Latino.
Why do you hate J-Lo?
I have a ton of points about this. Let's just say that I've had a good run. Because like I hated The Rock and people now noticed it. I hated J-Lo and now people are noticing. I hated Miranda Sings and now people are noticing it. It's gonna be little by little. Okay? If I get to see Mike Tyson like knock out Jake Paul, I'm going to have the best sleep of my life the rest of the year.
God, I hope you're right. Fuck. I think the world wants you to be right on this one.
Yeah, me too. So I have a ton, but that's for another video. What else? What else grab your attention about Immaculate?
You know what I'll say? And this is more of a compliment to Sydney Sweeney than anything else. The movie's still great. I'll talk about it in a sec. I think she's going to the Margot Robbie school of being an actress. And Margot Robbie's not the first actress to do this, but she's the first one that always comes to mind. Margot Robbie saw that she was being typecasted, right? Typically being given roles of like, oh, hot eye candy, but nothing else. So she started becoming a producer in her own films so she could have a more diverse portfolio. Yes, she was Harley Quinn. Yes, she was in The Wolf of Wall Street, but she was also I, Tonya. She was also Barbie. She was also in that revenge film. But point being is that Margot Robbie has taken on a more diverse portfolio because she's become a producer. Same thing with Melissa McCarthy. Melissa McCarthy, right? That's the actress from Bridesmaids?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So do you remember the movie? She was nominated for an Oscar for Best Actress. Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Yes.
Guess who produced that film?
Yeah, she did.
So I think Sydney Sweeney is going to that school of, if you want to be taken seriously as an artist, you're going to have to start producing your own shit because people are not going to offer you the roles that you deserve, that you want. I don't know.
Mean, it's not that easy. Like, you gotta have money and shit. Like,
no, but I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm saying I think she's going to that school, and I think it's a good thing. I think that's a positive reflection of her and what everything that she's been doing. As far as the film is concerned, from it talking about very obvious political aspects against Roe v. Wade to being such an original idea, again, I keep saying the joke, but it's true, Immaculate Jurassic Park. Like, it's such a great idea, a great original concept that we legitimately have never seen before. Also, and I wonder if this was on purpose, it's a twin film with the first Omen. People are calling them twin movies.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, that's not a rarity. I haven't seen the first Omen. I'll let you know. I've heard amazing things about the first Omen, so I can't wait to find out. But yeah, this film explores a lot of interesting aspects. And the fact, I'm not going to say they go after the church, but definitely the church is the bad guy in this film. Because, I mean, it's blasphemous. You know, and again, using science, the guy's playing God. The main priest, the main scientist. There's so many layers. This film deserves to be broken down in a film class.
Yeah.
Like, this will be someone's essay this year, I can bet.
I think it's going to be one of those movies that definitely marks the 2024. Like, I think we're going to remember this for the rest of the year. It might end up in our top 10. Like, who knows? But it's just so cool that we have... 10, but no. What's up?
There was another movie I thought was going to be in our top 10, but nope.
Yeah, well... That's what happens!
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Nah, man. Like, I had a blast with this. I think it was super fun. And, yeah, like, another one of those movies that I would add into, like, the... you want to get into horror? This is one of those. It's just fun for the sake of being fun and scary for the sake of being scary. Also, not a lot of jump scares. Not, like, two. Like, it really, like, spends more time with, like, atmosphere. And, like, you can tell a lot of this shit was practical, too.
Yeah. Well, also, one of the good things is the fact that it's not so much a creepy film. I mean, it's creepy, but there's no jump scares. It's horror is heavily based in reality. And some people are going to be like, oh, I hate that. This is one of those occasions where it works. I wouldn't have been surprised if this was one of those A24 films.
I mean, it's a neon film, and neon is basically A24, just with a different name.
But no, this movie, genuinely, like, a good film. I don't know if I can say great. I can watch it again, maybe, and I'll decide if it's great, but definitely good.
Yeah. I would consider it great. I give it a 4 out of 5.
I think I gave it, like, a 6 out of 10 when I did my new rating system. Because it's good. I don't see it being in, like, my top 10 of the year, but definitely a good movie. Definitely good.
Yeah, definitely good. And also, like, it balanced out. So I watched this, and then the same day I watched the next day I saw the Alex Jones documentary that came out on HBO Max. Did you see this?
Truth Be Told, something like that? No.
It's The Truth versus Alex Jones. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I haven't seen it, but I know what you're talking about.
Man, it, like, after seeing that and then seeing this, and I was kind of cheering for her. I was like, yeah, shut them the fuck up, Sweetney. Like, shut them the fuck up. Yeah, kill that baby. Like,
Jesus. Okay.
Like, kill that baby. Like, you be your own woman. You be what you want to be, Barbie girl. Like, you do it. Don't let them force you to be anything you don't want to be. Like, I wanted so bad to, like, have just aggressive, like, after seeing that aggressive right-wing mentality, seeing aggressive, like, left-wing mentality just fucking going up, I was like, yes, good, balance, thank you. Like, something, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Okay, I don't know if I'd say go so far as to say kill that baby, but okay.
Kill the baby. Fuck them kids.
Folks, We Are the Robot do not entirely agree with Chema's entire point of view when it comes to killing children. Although we will
fuck
talk
them kids
in the air.
Fuck them kids.
All right. But yeah, like, a fun movie. I think I'll watch it. Do you think it's a good Halloween movie?
Oof. We saw another movie that could have been a good Halloween movie. But sadly...
That's a good DQ. We'll talk about that.
Better on Forgotten. I think this is good all year round, honestly.
Fair.
Yeah, I think it's a good, like, honestly, if this would have come out in the summer, I think it would have done well at, like, against big budget stuff.
I don't know about that. I think an October release would have been perfect. But then maybe that's just me. What is coming out this year in October? I'm not sure.
It made the, I think the new Saw movie comes out this year in October.
October movie.
Like Saw 11.
Oh, Venom the Last Dance comes out in October.
I thought that was in December.
Am I wrong? Let me see here. Oh, wait, here you go. I got it. Joker and White Bird are the only. Oh, Joker and White Bird.
It's gonna be Joker, White Bird, Piece by Piece,
Venom the Last Dance comes out the end of October, along with Terrifier 3.
the untitled sequel to Smile also comes out in October.
Huh.
And Terrifier
Yeah.
3.
Okay, yeah. You know what? October would have been busy. Plus, maybe the first Omen would have ruined it. I don't know.
Maybe. And Saw 11 comes out on at the end of September.
Okay. Oof, they better hope to get their money back in a week, because goddamn, Joker Folie à deux is gonna dominate.
I don't think it's gonna dominate.
You don't think so?
I think,
Joker
not
was
gonna
a
lie,
billion
man.
dollar movie, man. Come on.
Yeah, and do you know how many movies that do $1 billion have their sequel do $1 billion? Very few. And I just don't think Joker is a movie for that. I don't think this is gonna be the Rocky 2 to the Joker movie. I don't think it's gonna do it.
I could be wrong. Well, it's only going to be
I
the first
think,
one. I think this is the
look,
last one.
I think the edgy boys are gonna be upset when they discover it's a musical, and I think the little monsters are gonna be afraid that it's not more Gaga centric. So I don't think this is gonna work for anyone. But we'll see.
I respect
We'll
your right to be
see.
wrong. Like Black Adam.
Let's can we cut this? Yeah, because Black Adam is the cinematic masterpiece considered now, and it made so much money.
Okay. The fact that Nikki liked Black Adam, she was like, oh, it was fun. It was action-packed. The fact that she liked it and you didn't is enough for me to be like, yeah, no. You
She
just hate
thought
The
it
Rock.
was. It's not
You
because I
just
hate The
hate The
Rock. I
Rock.
hate what the movie represents. I hate it on Stanza.
You will die on very weird hills.
I know. Yeah. But that's
So
what the show is
immaculate.
about. So yeah, Immaculate's great. Go watch Immaculate.
Go
Immaculate's
with immaculate.
fun. Immaculate's super fun. Go watch it. Hashtag we're so rogue. All right. So that is gonna cover it for this week. That was Immaculate. Next week, you want to do Monkey Man next week?
Yeah, there should be one out top.
Or what are you thinking?
How about we? I'm gonna shoot for Monkey Man. Worst case scenario, we do the other one. Worst case scenario, but let me try Monkey Man.
I guess. Fine. I'll try to watch the first Omen, and also The Greatest Hits is coming out on Hulu, which looks like it's going to be pretty fun. Have you heard of this movie?
No, I was about to say, what the hell is that?
The Greatest Hits is a Hulu movie starring the new Superman. And it's about a girl that whenever she listens to a song from a specific year, she goes back in time to that year.
That's actually kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah. So I think it comes out. Oh, April 5th. Oh, it's already out. Yeah.
Oh, just came on Friday. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Okay.
no, wait. April. No, wait. April 12th. Sorry. April 12th. My mistake. April 12th. All right. Yeah. So that's when it comes out. So that looks good. Not gonna lie. I saw Monkey Man and I saw the other dumb movie. And also on Thursday, I'm gonna see. I'm gonna go for a double feature at the theater because they're doing a double feature.
What are you watching?
I'm gonna see two movies that are sequels to an anime.
Spy?
No, not yet. That's at the end of April.
Oh, okay.
There's an anime called, and you're not gonna believe me when I tell you the name. There's an anime called The Rascal Does Not Dream of a Bunny Girl Senpai.
Okay.
And yeah, it was a show. It was 12 episodes, and then there was a movie, and now there's two more movies that are going to continue the story.
I guess. Okay, I'm still trying to catch up with Spy Family. I've only seen two more episodes.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask you to to watch this as well.
I'm gonna try. Well, I'm gonna try to do Spy.
No. You do Spy Family. Trust me, Spy Family is
Worth it?
aggressively accessible.
Done.
What?
Like Spy Family
Yeah.
is good.
Oh, Spy Family is amazing. Yeah, I highly recommend you keep watching Spy Family. Did you keep watching it, or have you not
Yeah,
continued?
I said I've got knocked out three more episodes.
Oh, nice. What'd you think?
I like it so far. And now I
Yeah.
get there was a meme where Yuri and the guy are fighting, and it was a meme about when she got something about when your wife is feeling froggy, but you didn't know she could throw hands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, "Oh shit, what is she doing?" That was fine.
It's funny. All right, so we're doing Monkey Man next week. Let's shoot for that one. All right, sounds good. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Chema,
I've been Eddie.
and this was the robot.
Signing off with a reminder.
I know the reminder that nothing is scarier than being pregnant. Please remember to wear your contraceptives.
Jesus. Okay, I was actually going to take a second to thank all of our loving fans for subscribing to us because we're at 476 right now. I'm at 466.
You're bullshitting me.
No, go to our YouTube channel. We're at 476.
Oh my
I'm at 466.
God. I am famous.
It's not yet.
I'm so famous. All
But we'll
right,
get there.
good night.
Bye, everyone.